Bethany, grab the Pinot.
Bethany, do not grab the Pinot.
You undressed in front of me. You squeezed my arm. You asked me for a massage. What was all that?
That was me safely objectifying a gay person.
Wow, Claire. When I wrote don't ever change in your yearbook, I didn't mean it like this.
Oh, ease up, Holly. Okay, I lied. But I get one night to myself, and I just wanted to spend it with some fun gay people. It's not my fault this one decided to be straight.
I've always been straight.
Oh, you don't get to talk. I took fashion advice from you. Oh my God, do I even look good in this dress? No, not you. It's really short, isn't it?
It's short.
Yeah.
Please, please, just listen to me for one second.
Go away, stop following me.
Hey, you want to tell me why you're bothering this young lady?
Oh, no, officer, this is my daughter, tell him.
Tonight, I don't know who you are.
She's joking. I'm not dangerous. In fact, I helped to put all the lights on this path 20 years ago. Some friends and I took back the night, so I think I embarrassed her a little.
A little? That sweatshirt embarrasses me a little.
Yep, that's a daughter.
Tonight was insane. Why did you have to act like that?
You were at that party. I see you talking to frat boys.
Isn't that why we're here? So I can experience college? I mean, what are you going to do when I actually go?
I don't know. Freak out, I think. Look. Your whole life, my job's been to protect you. A job I kind of love. And I feel like I'm being forced into early retirement. I just needed to find you and make sure you were okay. For as long as I still get to do that.
Ugh. Just like you. Piss me off and say something sweet. Not leaving until the fall.
Maybe by then I can figure out how to put a force field around you.